Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Let's hold up our Bibles this morning. If you don't have your Bible, hold your hand up. Let it represent God's Word operating fruitfully in your life today. Repeat after me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do.
And I can have what it says I can have.
Today I'm
going to
be taught.
The incorruptible. Indestructible
seed
of the Word of God.
I will never be the same.
Never, 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 never. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, please remain standing as we read from God's Word. Thank you all for being here today, especially today, because Mother's Day is like one of our down Sundays as far as attendance, because so many young moms are gone different places, and of course we've got some working, but we're glad for every mom of every age here today. I want to read for you from Exodus chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Exodus 2, verse 1, and going through verse 10. When you get there in your Bible, say amen. I want to title my message today, A Magnificent Mom. Everybody say that with me. A Magnificent Mom. There went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not hide him any longer, she took for him, made for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit or see what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. The woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. God bless the reading of this word. Take someone's hand next to you. Let's pray together as the family of God here this morning. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here today. Thank you, God, that we have this blessing of having one in our life called a mom. Thank you, Lord. In your perfection, in your creation, you created mothers. And we've been so blessed. We pray that, God, today that you would be exalted, though, number one, foremost, always in our hearts, even above our moms, above our children, above everything else. May you always be exalted as first. And God, we praise you, we thank you, we ask you come now, Holy Spirit, touch and change each one of us. Fill us with your Spirit. And Lord, I pray for unction to preach now. We thank you, Lord, and ask all this in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Thank you, may be seated. Now I need you to put on the screen Hebrews 11, verse 23 for just a minute. Hebrews 11, verse 23. I'm going to read that verse, and we're going to come back then to Jesus. It says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. All right, go back to Exodus if you would again. Exodus chapter 2. Amen. Can somebody say amen this morning?
Amen.
The first thing I want you to notice about this magnificent mom is her name. Her name is Jochebed. Everybody say that with me. Jochebed. I remember when I was little learning these different names, but I call it jump on the bed. Jochebed. That was Moses' mama. And we need to understand that each member of Moses' family are very important. Moses is called, in the Bible, the humblest man that ever lived on the face of the earth. I'd say next to Jesus. But as you read this story, there's a few things that stand out about this magnificent mom. First of all, I want you to notice that she was of the house of Levi. Everybody say Levi. That means she was a preacher's kid. Now, listen, it's hard for preacher's kids. It really is, because they live in a fishbowl. I was a preacher's kid, and I was a pure hellion. But you know, I knew a few preacher's kids that were hellions too, and I would wonder, why is a preacher's kid like this, you know? But I think part of it's a little bit of rebellion that goes on. But this mom wasn't like that. She was the antithesis of what we would say is the norm for a lot of preachers' kids. And I thank God we got good preachers' kids. We got good preachers' kids in this church, thank God. Amen. Got some of them all through here and over here, our pastor's kids. We got some good kids. But let me tell you, she was of a church-going family, if I can say that. They went to church. Moms, do you know one of the most magnificent things you can do for your children is to go to church and take your children to church? Amen. You know, I thank God my mama, she didn't just send us to church, she brought us to church. And I know it was hard for her. My dad was an alcoholic, and there was probably sometimes on Saturday night he had embarrassed her terribly in town somewhere, but she still got us ready and brought us to Sunday school and church. So moms, be like Jochebed. Bring your children to church. Even if you can't get your husbands to come, we pray they will. We thank God for the good men in our church. But those that have to come by himself, maybe he's working, maybe he's sick, maybe he's not involved, maybe God hadn't dealt with him yet. But you come and you bring your kids, because you are sowing a seed in your kids, let me tell you, that'll one day bring forth a great harvest. The Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. When they're old. Doesn't say in the meantime they won't, but when they're old. The second thing I want you to notice about this magnificent mom, what was her name? Jochebed. Jump on the bed. Jochebed. The second thing is she made an ark. You notice that right there in our scripture. It says, when she could no longer hide Moses. Say, why was she trying to hide him? Because Pharaoh had decreed that all the male children of the Hebrews was to be killed. He was threatened by the Hebrew population increasing. And so he had all the little boy babies being killed throughout Egypt. And so Jochebed and her husband, they hid Moses. They kept him hid for 3 months. But you know, after a while, a baby grows. A baby becomes too loud. Maybe the baby is about time to start crawling before long. And you can't hide that baby forever. So what did she do? The Bible says in verse 3, she made him an ark of bulrushes. Bulrushes. She took and made him an ark. She did this to protect him. She put him in this ark. And I want you to notice that this ark, there's a couple of things about it. She made sure this ark was sound. Everybody say sound. Say, turn to your neighbor, say neighbor. Not the sound you hear. But that means it's true. And it's strong. And it's solid. And that's what she did. Listen to me. I know we got all the kids in here today. You got moms, you still on duty. I'm sorry. I know it's Mother's Day. We got all our kids with us in here today. Still children. Listen. The ark was sound.
She took pitch and slime, it says, and she dabbed it on. In other words, she filled in all the seams of those bulrushes. The bulrushes is a stalk that grows in the water, and it's hollow. It'll float. But she didn't want the water to come between the cracks and fill up the little ark that she was going to put Moses in. So she filled in the seams carefully, meticulously. Do you know how meticulous she had to have been? Because she was going to put him in the Nile River. Do you know that the Nile River has one of the highest concentrations of crocodiles in the world? So you guess she did a good job? I say that was the boat-makingest woman there's ever been outside of Moses who made the first ark. And she took good care in it. It's a good point there for us moms. Or you moms. Us moms. Well, I kind of was a mom for about 11 years, Sister Petite. I was mommy and daddy. But let me tell you something. There's a good point for us. Make sure, moms, that you teach your children a very important principle. Listen to it. Do everything with excellence. Has anybody around Oaky Grove ever heard that before? Come on, if you've ever heard that around Oaky Grove, sure you have. That's like something we press and push around here. If you're going to do something, do it with excellence. Moms, teach your children to don't do things halfway. A job worth doing is worth doing right. Do it the right way, the first time. And I'm going to tell you, she was into quality. You know, moms, you might not have a lot of quantity of money. You might not have a lot of quantity of time because maybe you have to work or you're going back to school. Maybe you've got several kids. But I'm going to tell you what you can impress upon your child is the importance of quality. Yeah. Quality. She married a quality man. And she built a quality ark because she had a quality family. I want you to know, moms, you've got a quality family. What you've got is good. You may be a single mom. You may have gone through hard times. You may have been married 40 years. Your children may not visit you anymore, mom. But I want you to understand something. God gave you a quality family and you're a quality person today. Do everything with excellence. The Bible verse for that is, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. A third thing. She made sure she put her baby in the ark. She put her boy, her child, in the ark. Let's just pretend this is the ark. She's got it made soundly, and she knows that her son cannot stay where he is any longer. She knows that if he does not get in the ark, what's going to happen to him, Kirk? He's going to what? He's going to die. He's going to die if he doesn't get in the ark. Is there any doubt that any of you have about that? And so she places him in this ark, puts it in the edge of the water of the Nile River, full of crocodiles and hippopotamuses, who, by the way, kill more people in Africa than any other animal, except for the mosquito. I know this because I watch all the animal shows. I'm a nerd about it. She gives him in the water in the ark, and she lovingly gives it a slight shove. And take it into the current and take it downstream. And she was saying, I'm putting him in your hands, Lord. Let me tell you something, moms. There comes a time when you have done all you can do. I want to say that to some moms today that maybe you're struggling with some feelings about things you didn't get just right. Let me tell you, you do the best you can, then you leave the results up to God, okay? Because there's only so much any mama can do. I don't care who you are. I can't help but picture in my mind the heart-rending photograph that I've seen several times of a Nazi death camp, Auschwitz. And there was a mama and a little girl stripped naked, and a little girl, and she's holding her little girl's hand as they walk into the building where she knows they're going to be gassed to death. She's trying to comfort her little child to let her know it's okay, mama's with you. But there was a point mama couldn't do it anymore. Had to put it in God's hands. And I want you to know that, moms. I want you to know that when you put your child in God's hands, that child's in good hands. Amen?
Amen.
He or she's in good hands. Because there's a point where we can't do anymore. And we have to just trust the Lord then.
Amen.
And she did. I want to say another point about this ark. Moms, make sure you put your children in the ark. Make sure you tell your children about Jesus. Let me tell you something. You can teach your children all kinds of things. You can teach them how to cook. You can teach them how to be smart and have great manners. You can teach them so many things. You can teach them so that they know that they learn their letters and they're lettered men and women at one day, at one point in their life. But I'm going to tell you the most important investment you'll ever make in your child is when you tell your child about how to be born again, how to be saved, how to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Because I'm going to tell you, moms, if you want to see them again one day, they're going to need to be able to get to where you go. Because unless something happens backwards or Jesus comes first, you're going to make that trip before they make the trip, okay? And your job is to get them ready for this trip. There's alligators all along the way. There's crocodiles and there's hippopotami. And there's all these kind of things that will try and get your child before they make it to the safe place. So you've got to do your job now. You say, well, I didn't get saved till I was older. Do it now then. God will bless it. But you do all you can for your child so that they can get to where they need to go one day. You know, the greatest thing my mama ever did for me was tell me about Jesus. That's an investment she made in my life, a seed she sowed in my life that is paying returns now. And I know when she sowed those seeds in my life, she thought, my God, when I got to be 16 years old, it hadn't done any good. I mean, I know she did. But she kept praying. She kept watering those seeds. And sometime in my early to mid-20s, when I was at Georgia Southern, God got a hold of me, and I turned my life over to the Lord. And it made her so happy. She loved coming here to church, by the way. She went to a big, fancy church in Statesboro, and it was kind of great people, loving people, but it was not as laid back as our church. And she loved coming here. Let me tell you, moms, the greatest thing you'll ever do for that child is to put them safely into the ark. Put them in the ark. Amen?
Amen.
Something else I'm going to tell you. Y'all still there?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. When you put them in the ark, you're saying, God, I'm trusting them as they start school. How many had trouble when your kids went to the first day of school besides me? Come on. Daddies and moms, come on. Maybe it was just preschool. My goodness, I cried like a baby when Jesse got to the Methodist preschool there. I know Carrie did. I didn't even have to look that way. I knew you cried. I cried like a baby. And to be honest with you, they didn't know it. Miss Melinda never knew this. But I can't tell you how many times, because I would take her to school because Gina was either in class or at work, and she seemed like Gina's a career student, but it's not Lord have mercy. But I can't tell you how many times I would safely deliver Jesse Kate there to Miss Burt, Miss Melinda, and I would leave and start back home, and I'd think, let me ride back out there one more time. And I pulled through the parking lot. I got to doing it so much, I know that the pastor thought, who is this weird guy? Because the pastor didn't get there. Who is this weird guy in this great big old truck, just two and three? And I'm going, just easing through there. Sometimes I get in the corner of the parking lot and I sit a little while. I think, what if some bad person wants to come here? Let me sit here and wait. Well, moms, when your kids start school, dads too, we've got to put them in the ark, put them in God's hands. Amen? Not only then, but then as they grow up and join the military like Tyler. Mama, you had to put him in the ark a couple of weeks ago. It ain't one time deal, okay? You do this over and over. It's like, that's why I wanted us to see the book, the story, I Love You Forever. Because even as that child at every stage of his life, his mama loved him the same way. He still felt the same nurture and care and desire to look after him. And you see, she had to put Tyler in that ark 2 weeks ago when he went off to Louisiana to Fort Polk. And if he has to go to Afghanistan, you and Daddy have to put him in the ark again. Amen. And it's the same with all our kids, whatever they do in life. Then they get married. Moms, let me tell you something. Put your kids in the ark. Don't try and run your boy or your daughter's life once they're married. Okay? Can I just give that little admonition? You got to let them. You might say, well, they don't know what the heck they're doing. No, they don't. But you let them make their mistakes. How will they learn? And I tell you, things will be a lot smoother. So you put them in the ark when they get married. And then, sometimes when they move away and take a job, you have to put them in the ark again. Someone once said, mothers begin saying goodbye to their children from the moment they're born. That's tough, isn't it? I remember something Gina said just in the last couple of weeks. I don't even think she heard me say it. But she said, I wish I could keep Jesse little. And my whole thing, when she was real little, I wanted her to get bigger because when she was so little, I was scared of her. I was scared I'd mess up. But I want her to get bigger like she is now so she can ride with me on the tractor and go with me to fishing and do things. Mom has a different view. She's got that long-range view. She says, Erica, this baby's getting bigger. I wish I could kind of keep them there because I can look after them. One last thing I want to share with you. And I think this is what makes Jochebed such a great mom, such a magnificent mom. She had total faith in God. Total faith. When she put her little boy in that ark, in that water, she had total faith. You might say, well, how could she do that? How could she give her child away? Let me tell you, some moms, and I remember this, when moms would, a girl would get pregnant when I was growing up, some of y'all can remember this, they would send them away to a house for unwed mothers, and then the child would be adopted out. That's what they did back then, and I don't really agree with that. I think we should wait. But if that doesn't happen, I'm going to tell you something. I think it's best that that mom, if she can, keep that child. But sometimes, some moms, in some situations, the most loving thing they can do is give that child to someone. And she did. She gave that child to God. When I look at this woman, I see something that just stands out so strong to me. She had such great faith in God, but secondly, she was a strong woman. That was a strong woman. And the third thing is this. God rewarded her faith like He always does. Isn't it just like God? He had it fixed so that she actually got to be the nursemaid, the wet nurse for that child. And she was able to spend time with baby Moses as he grew. And I'm sure that relationship continued because they would nurse a child a couple of years or more. And so this child knew Jochebed. Moses knew his real mom. And yet he was protected. And I'm sure that the princess allowed her to visit him at the palace even after he was weaned, because there had been a relationship there. Isn't that just like God? He's so good. And so, ladies, your magnificent moms, keep striving for excellence. Do everything with quality. Put your children in the ark. And be like Jochebed. Have such total faith in God that you can let them go when you have to. And then, be strong and courageous while you wait on God. Because the payoff will always be that He will return that child to you one way or another. I believe that. Amen. You received the word today.
Amen.
Let's give God the praise. I'm going to ask Lindsay to do Reckless Love of God one more time.